Hello.
Hello, my name is Secret, returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
79936.
79936. And your first and last name?
Sylvia Espinosa.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
3013 Brian Allen, El Paso, Texas, 79936. Where do you need a shipping address?
Thank you. I'm just waiting for this to load up. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, so I see that you entered a sweepstakes for the Crusade on November 26th, paying $574. How may I help you?
Yes, well, then there was also a deduction of $60 and some cents from the same people, and I did not order anything, and that overdrew me on my account. I'm a senior citizen. I cannot be having these things done for something I didn't order.
Okay, so this was a sweepstakes offer where you only had to pay the $574 to enter. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32, which will start the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
No, I don't want that.
Excuse me. Okay, so what is it that you would like for me to do, ma'am?
I need a refund. I didn't want that. I didn't ask for that. I didn't want that.
Okay, well, it was stated in the terms and conditions. Now, I can issue you a 35% refund, and this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
A 35% discount for something that I'm not even getting? Who else can I speak to?
The email was sent, ma'am.
Who else can I speak to?
The gift card was sent to your email.
I have no gift card. I have nothing in my email. I don't want it.
That email is sylespinosa@gmail.com.
Tell me again.
S-Y-L-E-S-P as in Paul, I-N-O-S-A at gmail.com.
Yes, that's it. And I check it every day. There's nothing in there. Plus, like I said, I don't want anything. I need my money back. I don't have the money. I'm going to have to pay $40 of refund or whatever that the bank charges. I don't have that. I can't.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the best that we could do with you agreeing to our terms and conditions would be a 50% refund.
I need to speak to somebody. I need to get the money back. I can't. I need to get the...
Well, I do apologize, ma'am, but a 50% refund is the best that we could do.
I need to speak to somebody else. Who is your manager?
Well, they're just going to explain the same thing,
okay,
ma'am. You agreed
to
our terms and conditions.
Else. You don't know what will happen to me with this.
Okay, just bear with me one moment.
Uh-huh.
Still here. Just bear with me one more moment. I do have you being transferred over to my supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.